Hi, this is Chaz Palminteri, and if you're thinking about getting your eyes done, the only person to see is Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada. I flew all the way from New York to be here, and Dr. Rothman did my eyes. And all I could say is, it's a miracle. I could see. You see Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada.
Living in Las Vegas starts now. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada, that groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home, the Living in Las Vegas podcast. And now your host, a man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was. Mr. Scott Whitney.
Man, you guys should be here when we start this show. We just did the NC-17 version of the Living in Las Vegas podcast where I did nothing but cuss. It's fun. And that little opening part where you see me in that little window there, I said the F word. And I forgot. Anyways, hey, welcome to the Living in Las Vegas podcast. I'm your humble host, Scott Whitney. Woo! And I'm joined by, who am I joined by? Well, she's my naughty jelly sweet. Sure, she's my personal coach. You'll see why in a minute. I love her. I like her. Mrs. Melissa Whitney, big hand, everybody. There she is. Oh, she's a cute little button of poison. All right. First of all, hello, everybody, to the live studio audience. Big chat there. What's up to the live chat? All right. Live chat. Now, you know what? So, again, I just happened again. Hey, the pep talk, I get a little pep talk, got to talk about it, and we'll talk about how to reach out to us. But so, you know, we were talking, and we're all getting along. It's a big party here. And we're about, I don't know, 2 minutes out, maybe even a minute out to the start of the show. And she's all sweet, and we're talking about life and Christmas. And,
well, we're catching up.
And catching up, because we don't see each other very often.
No.
And I'm telling you,
this is where we reconnect in front of the studio audience.
Millions of people. First of all, so about a minute before, out of the blue. Anyways, yeah, I think that it'd be good to go to Christmas. By the way, don't rush me when I'm talking. That's the first thing she says to me. What are you talking about?
Sometimes you rush me.
Because Jackie tells me that you rushed me.
Sometimes you do rush me. Well,
okay.
I had that as my own opinion. Because last week I felt like I was telling my story and you got bored or whatever. You didn't like my story. I don't know what. And then you like start trying to get me to move along.
I didn't hear my gunshot.
Well?
Give me a gunshot.
I'm just saying.
I don't hear it, but hopefully you heard it.
I don't like that. I don't want to be rushed. I have, you know, something
things to say. And that was nice. It was sweet. And then
it was 15, a short request.
Yeah, and then 15 seconds before she said, you need to get a haircut.
And not that my hair looks so great today,
but there's
a reason.
Look at all the other gentlemen in here. This is her now. Everybody else has a nice haircut. Why can't you have a nice haircut?
I didn't say it like that.
No, you did.
No, I didn't.
Anyways, if you want to reach out to us, maybe to save me, maybe to take me out of here, a couple of ways. You can do email. Our email address is onairq.
It's so hard to be you.
At livinginlv.com, onairq, or livinginlv.com. You can hit our toll-free number, which is what?
Wait, I have a question. What if we did a haircut during the show?
No.
We could have somebody come on, and they could cut your hair during the show.
That sounds like great TV. We'll do that, yeah.
Well, didn't you think it'd be kind of interesting?
Nobody. Okay, everybody's leaving now.
Yeah,
that's good.
Right?
What's our toll-free number? Oh, you forgot, because you're too busy criticizing your husband who you say you love.
I can't even remember your cell phone number.
866-966-4599. Of course, you can hit the live chat.
Dial.
Live chat! Have it out right there. And if you don't catch us live and you're missing out on a lot of joy and love and kindness here, I would say, you can watch us on what? VegasVideoNetwork.com. You've got your iTunes. You've got your YouTube. You've got your Roku. And every Friday night, on KSHP AM 1400 from 8 to 12 o'clock. You can catch us as well. That's pretty exciting, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, we get around a little.
We do. We're kind of, you know, we get around. Oh, also on Twitter. Don't forget us on Twitter, Vegas Video, NTWRK.com. Tweet us, and the first 400 tweets wins not a thing.
Thanks our love.
Our love, which is painful right now, quite frankly. I've had it, and right
don't
now
laugh.
It
doesn't feel good. Don't laugh, studio audience.
Thanks
don't
to LASIK
laugh.
Nevada
don't
for...
Him.
Thanks for LASIK in Nevada for sponsoring us. We think you guys are great. And let's talk a little bit about our beer. Today we're having the wine. And you'll notice that 3 weeks ago we had 55 calorie beer.
Then
last
what
week
what
we've
now?
Got 64 calorie beer. And today we've given up hope. And now I'm drinking Fat Tire because, quite frankly, we all know that I'm fat. Okay.
I don't think so.
Thanks to Wayne for that. Speaking of Wayne, let's do our adoption, shall we? We should have adoption music, like.
We totally
I
should.
I love little babies. Jeez, man.
We should. You can recreate a little sound bite.
I could do.
I love you, mommy, daddy, pop, pop, mimi.
Oh man, I have got to drink more before the start of the show. Okay, so today's adoption letter comes from. Wayne.
Oh, Studio Wayne.
Studio Wayne. Here's what he writes. Dearest Scott and Melissa.
Oh, I love him.
He's nice, isn't he?
Dearest? That's great.
Oh, he's very sweet.
Charming.
He's a charming man.
He sure is.
Okay, it gets better.
And your baby already buys you beer.
My baby buys me beer. One baby buys me beer, one baby
that's
tells me
good.
I'm a dumbass. Enclosed, please find my application for living in Las Vegas adoption, as well as the mandatory $100 filing fee that Scott quoted to me. Konnichiwa. Unlike previous adoptees, I am not Australian, resemble anyone on the History Channel, not sure what that means, or paint houses. I do, however, have seasoned Rebel tickets, which, even if you don't like
Rebels.
Basketball, can be scalped to help support Chris Phillips' drinking habit.
Do you really have Rebel tickets?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
Those are so good.
He would not lie.
Really?
Look at him. He's an honest man.
Well, this is looking good, Wayne. It's looking good.
So far, he's making it.
We had so much fun at that Rebels game. Remember when we went?
We did, you wascally wabbit. Not to mention, adopting me will ensure the continuous bringing of libations to the studio weekly.
Did you bring this apple juice?
Mimi doesn't care for the wine, apparently. Being your adopted child will continue to ensure great things for me at the Vegas Video Network, as I will now be able to play the nepotism card as I continue to climb through the ranks.
That's right.
He's a smart
That's
man. Right. After Absolutely. The last 6 months of getting coffee and taking Scott's shirts to the cleaners, I feel that I am deserving of this achievement. Sincerities, Wayne. Ladies and gentlemen, may I present our newest child, Wayne Whitney.
Oh, yay!
Now, if you keep
you,
on that shot just for a minute, if you go back to camera four just for a sec, there he is, a happy man. Now,
Where are you? Are you at work there?
I've been told I'm not allowed to use certain terms, but Wayne has a name tag on just to remember what his name is. That's nice. He's sweet. But he does bring me the beer, so God bless Wayne and everything that looks like him.
I think Wayne is a lovely addition to the family.
Thank you, honey.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
It's good to be had.
That's
also,
awesome.
Hey, we were out last week. Had to take care of some family business and got some nice private thing. You know, if anything we can do, we can help. We'd love to help you. I hope things are okay. And I just wanted to publicly thank folks who did that. It was very sweet and very, very cool. So thank you. You know who you are. You are the greatest people out there. It's touching, quite frankly. Also want to say thanks to one of our daughters, Christina. Christina was good enough to bring coffee, a coffee pot.
Not just coffee, but
a coffee making device. She brought that in on her own accord. Wasn't asked. She just made it happen because she is that kind of person. So she is the C. Over there, I don't know if you can see that or not. There she is. That's the C. Brought in coffee. She even brought coffee mugs. Her heart is like the Grinch's heart. Small? No. At the end of the show, you know how his heart gets real big? Christina's heart.
I think
big
that,
giant heart.
That is actually a really good description.
So,
but you know,
hand.
I don't think she ever had a small heart.
No, it just was the large.
It just
heart.
Always was big.
So big hand for Christina for being such a lovely, lovely coconut. Traffic ticket update. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, I don't even know this. Dun, dun, what dun. Happened?
Well, so...
Are you going to the pokey?
You'd like that, huh? Maybe I can get a haircut.
I bet you could get a haircut.
Right. And then I'll get that exam.
I told you we were not going to discuss that.
Oh, sorry. We have a new
band. No. No.
Was that?
Nope.
Puckering.
Nope. No, no. Do you want me to be here?
Yes.
No.
Or not. Because you always make me cry before the show. Anyways, traffic ticket update.
Boop, boop, Jacob, boop. Don't encourage me.
As you recall, I mentioned that I got a ticket for speeding.
You did, because you're not a very good driver.
Because I'm not a very good driver. Stand by. There we go. The ticket was for $305.
Wow.
Wow. It's crazy talk. I was doing.
That is a lot. You must really have driving well.
I was doing 53 in a 35. I believed it was. What did I say? Do you remember?
What do you mean? You say a lot of things.
What was my excuse?
What do you mean? Your car?
Dyslexic. My car was dyslexic.
Yeah. Remember? All right. Yeah. All right. Okay. Yeah.
And so that was my whole plan. Decided to skip that plan. And so I called them. They said to call on December 5th. So I did today.
They be in the courts?
The legal folks. The people, the lawyer.
Like the pink house place?
No. Well, I didn't go to the pink house. Do you even listen to the show while you're on it?
I do. But a lot has happened since then.
Yeah, but you were on the show when I described it.
Was I drinking?
Yes. No. You were on antibiotics. Anyway, so.
And drinking? Well, that's
no,
a disaster.
You didn't drink. Oh, jeez. I feel like I'm the straight man here. I don't understand. I'm working so hard, I get nothing. Anyway,
I'm
so.
I'm funny.
I didn't go. Oh.
Look. They're laughing.
Okay, so I didn't go to the pink house. Of course, she knew that.
To get out of the big house.
To get out. Oh, God. Stand by. Sally, I'm not having
Thank
you on the
you.
Show. If you're going
Thank
to support
Thank you.
Her
I'll be here night. All day.
All right. So anyway, so I just want to tell you what happened. That's all I want to do. It's really all. So I called them up. They said to call yesterday. I called today. I said, hey, you know, you told me to call. What's your name? I said, Scott Whitney. They said, get a haircut. They said,
We've
well,
been waiting for you.
They said, well, we just got a whole bunch. Let me see. We don't see you here. And then I said, well, you know what? I was told by a family member, you, that oftentimes people go to these ticket places and they don't get the stuff done and they get in trouble. You know, they get a warrant for the rest.
That's
so,
right.
So I said to them, and I was very polite, as I usually am.
They find out.
I said, hey, you know, can you tell me where I am in the system? I know I've heard stories about people, you know, getting lost. They said, and they got short with me. They were like, no, no, you're okay. I said, well, is my name on a, and she interrupts, she goes, no, we're okay. I said, do you always interrupt people when they're asking you questions? And she went, oh, I'm sorry. And then she said, okay, well, let me send you over to the people, the ticket people. I said, great. So I talked to the ticket person.
We lost your ticket people?
Yeah, and so I said to her, hey, you know, Scott Whitney, you told me to call, blah, blah, blah. She interrupted me again. Like, what is going on here? I said,
with a different person?
Yeah, I said, do you guys, is this a habit for you guys? Do you always interrupt? Is that how it works? Oh, no. She goes, oh, well, we got a whole bunch. And I said, well, could you look up my name? She interrupted me. I said, well, could you just tell me if I'm in your system? She goes, well, yeah, you're here.
Because she cashed my check.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. So she goes, yeah, you're here. And she hung up. And we hung up. I said, okay, great.
Hung up?
Well, because she told me that you're in the system.
What's
but
that mean?
We got a whole bunch that she's aware of me.
They're working on it.
Yeah. But we haven't
in the system and they're working
right, but they haven't heard back from the court yet. Now my ticket was like it was supposed to be November 10th.
So they were supposed to go to court for you on November 10th.
Well, that was
Can
when
I
it was
just
due.
Say that?
Well, let me just finish the story. Okay. Maybe once. Oh, you know what? You're rushing through my talk. You're rushing through my talk.
I want to add to what you're talking about.
You're rushing to it. That's nice.
No, I'm not trying to.
You're right. It makes me sad.
I'm not trying to move on to the next topic.
Okay, anyway,
that's the difference.
So I hung up and I may have thrown in, we're going to talk about you on the show. I may not have, I don't remember. I got a call back 5 minutes later from them. Oh, you are in this group of tickets that we just got. And you're all set. And here's the deal. So the ticket went down from $305 to $242. Nice. And she said, well, it's not going to go down that much, but that's okay. No points, no traffic school. Very, very good. She goes, you can go ahead and pay it anytime. Go to the North Las Vegas thing. So I went right there. I'm like, let's go pay it. Let's go. So I went there and it said, Scott Whitney, ticket number, blah, 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 you owe $484. I'm like, well, So I called him back. I said, hey, I owed 305. You're telling me it's 242. Now it says 484. That seems like twice the other number. Something's not right there. She goes, don't worry about it. It's okay. Really? Yeah. She goes, these would take a couple weeks to get it, or a week or so to get it done. Wait till Friday. You don't actually have to pay until January 6, 2012.
So was that $400 the price of your ticket plus court costs?
No, the 484 was twice what my, I don't know what that number was. Well, it's twice what they told me I owed them.
I'm guessing that it was the price of the ticket plus court costs.
No, the 305
was the court
costs.
And then once they reconcile the books, it'll go down to 240.
Maybe, who knows? Anyways, they tell me it's going to be okay. I believe that it's going to be okay. And you know why I believe that? Because Jesus loves me. And you know why I know that?
Do you have some concern, though? Is there a little...
They said go on the website, the City of North Las Vegas website, and you're going to see that we are your lawyer. And so I looked, and they were, in fact, my representative. So they know me, so I'm okay there. And you know what else makes me feel
Did
okay?
Did you know... I don't want to say that.
What?
Nothing.
What?
I don't want to say it because it's bad.
Pucker?
No.
Okay.
It might be slightly not the proper thing for me to do.
Okay, good. Like tell me that I suck right before we start the show?
No, like run a back around check on you.
What? Why would you do that? There are some people here who love us and who provide gifts. Now, the same person provided a gift last night on Talk Tales. That gift was, what the hell is that? Oh, no, I don't. Yeah, well, okay, yes. Yeah, just throw it over here. So on Talk Tales, you might know that Chris Phillips, God bless his little heart.
Is that it?
Is a bit of a drinker. And so last night...
He didn't keep it?
No, we're keeping it for the casino. I mean for the casino. Good Lord. For the show. What do we call this thing? Studio. So Chris got a Safe Mate, which is a breathalyzer.
Can I see it?
Yes. It's made in Korea, which means it doesn't work. But that's okay. It was funny, and we all got a big laugh out of it.
Well, how does it work?
We're not going to do it.
Do you blow in there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's, oh, for God's sake. How's that going? It's not, okay, we got to keep going.
You have to blow a certain amount of time.
Can I have that? Thank you. Anyways.
Wait, do you have to give that back to Chris?
No, it's ours.
Oh, good.
It was a gift for both Chris and the network.
It's a studio gift.
It's a studio and Chris gift.
Okay.
It will be used every time for Chris and for random other shows, pub crawl perhaps, or who knows what else.
Various gifts.
But look, Santa brought another gift.
I know,
look at that. And so we are going to take a chance one more time because I am a complete idiot and we're going to open this up
live. It's kind of heavy. Did you feel
on the air?
Feel how heavy it is? Now don't shake it because Marie will have a shot.
So go ahead and open it up and let's see what it is. I will do a play-by-play. It's beautifully wrapped.
It is beautifully wrapped.
Don't tilt it.
What do you mean, don't tilt it?
It's a bomb.
Is it liquid? Is there liquid in here?
Bombs don't like to be tilted.
Or shaken.
It's lovely wrapped. You can tell a woman wrapped it because it's pretty. Men don't wrap very well. Unless it's M&M. Hey! Thank you. Thank you, Wayne. That's why you're a doctor. Don't tilt it.
How about don't share? Honey, what are a couple of things that I really love?
Well, I can't
talk
about.
Besides you.
I don't know. Me.
I said you already.
My proclivity. Oh, yeah.
Did
you hear that squeal over there?
I might have this on it.
Well, let me see. What is it? Well, come on, open it up so I can see it for the love of Jesus.
It says gourmet there.
Okay, good. Open it up. Let's see what it is. Let's go. Here we go. TikTok. Edibles. Edible what?
It's a very fancy box.
It's very fancy. And this is why you can't.
And let me just say on here it says lots of things that it might be. Gourmet chocolate.
Nice.
Fresh fruit.
Nice.
What do you think it is?
Just open it up. Good Lord. It's an hour show.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you.
Oh, wait. Oh. No, I like those. Let me have one. Come on. Let me have one. Come on, let me have one. I'll throw you off the show.
I think possession is what? No, okay. Here we go.
It's a very nice gift.
It is. I just love you guys, because...
Yeah, show it. Over here. There you go. Look at that. Chocolate-covered strawberries. God damn.
Chocolate-covered strawberries.
Let me have one. Oh, such a... Melissa Whitney is the Costco killer.
These are so... They look phenomenal.
Yeah, they look great. Can I have one?
Oh, my God. They smell so good.
Oh, you're so funny.
Thanks, you guys.
I'd like to have one.
You're going to eat it right now?
Yeah, I'd like to have one. Oh, for God, just give me one. You're such a pain in the ass sometimes. All right. Anyways, while I'm having this strawberry.
I'm so excited. No, seriously, I do have a serious sweet tooth.
That's why you love me.
I do. It is. You're very sweet.
All right. Oh, these are good.
How's that sound in the mic? Does that sound good?
Here's why that's so funny. Who did that? Is that you?
Jacob?
Well, here's why that's so funny, because Melissa and I had this like pissing contest the last couple of days where she was eating something. I'm like, God, you eat so loud. And then a couple nights ago, I'm in bed. I'm like, God, I really want something to eat.
At like 10:30 at night. So, he's like, I'm going to do it.
So I get a Heath bar, and I'm like... I'm going,
so incredibly. Did you tell Jacob? No. You didn't?
No.
Oh, my God. Then he's experienced your annoying eating habit. I was trying to go to sleep, and all I could hear is. I felt like I was in bed with a beaver.
Me too.
Me too. All I could hear was this constant crunch and crunch. And I'm like, just don't say anything. Cause
you didn't say anything. I was surprised by that.
I'm like, he's had a hard week. You didn't see me keep looking at you?
No,
like,
I didn't.
Hey,
I didn't.
You're annoying the crap out of me right now. But I'm not going to say anything. Okay. I just laid there and I'm like, holy cow. It was... I'm like, just eat it. Just shove it all in. Just put it all in there. And you know, you do. Well, anyways, I love you. Marie and Ira, thank you so much. I'm going to take these home with me. Just kidding, studio audience. We'll share.
Listen to her. She's like all Hollywood. Just kidding, studio audience. I love you all.
No, okay. Seriously. They look lovely, and okay. I can't wait to try one.
They're very good, actually. What else is going on here in the Las Vegas? So we, you know, our studio here is real close to just south of Sahara, right by Fountain Blue, or the shell of Fountain Blue. And you know, I drive by that every night, and Melissa goes by there. Melissa mentioned probably a week or two ago that there's something going on there.
I saw a bunch of people in hard hats.
Yeah, hard hats, big equipment. There is definitely a lot of activity there. So,
what do you think?
Oh, I know.
They're going to blow it up?
I know what's going on.
What's happening?
I'm going to tell you.
Well, I'm dying to know.
Okay. Can I get in it?
Let's go.
Okay, here we go. So, talk to somebody who knows. And
talk to somebody who knows?
Who knows stuff. And you're right. You're not rushing through me or anything.
I'm not rushing you to the next topic. That's what you do.
Please
you
stop.
Try to rush
please
me to
stop.
The next topic.
Jesus, for the love of God, please stop. So what's happening is due diligence. So the owners, what they're basically doing is, can we deconstruct this property as it sits right now?
Like blow it up?
No. Can we deconstruct it and resell the material versus blowing it up?
Like sell the rusted iron beams?
All the stuff. That's what I said to the guy. I said, you know, I don't see how they can build there. These beams are rusted now. Well, they're going through everything. They're literally going through floor by floor, every piece of thing there. You know, they sold all the furniture, right, to the Plaza Hotel.
Yeah, but that was never in the hotel.
Right, but they're going through this, what's there now, what's being
like
built now.
Like electrical wiring?
Yeah, everything. They're going through every piece of this building to decide, can we deconstruct it? Can we take stuff apart and basically piecemeal it out? Or do we just blow it up? That's what's happening right now. That's what's going on there. And
whoa, that is crazy. That is so sad.
Yeah, because the owner wants to sell. I forget what the guy's...
Icon.
Right. So he clearly wants to sell. I mean, he said, we're going to sell it.
He wants to sell the land.
Well, he wants to sell the property, and he wants to, he would prefer to be able to sell the scrap as well, as opposed to just blowing the stuff up. Now, what I was also told by this inside guy was that there's people who have showed interest in the property, but they want to do about a 1,000-room property versus what the intent was of Fountain Blue. Fountain Blue was supposed to be about a 3,000-room property, so a third of the size. But there has been some interest, but what you're seeing there, that's all going away. It's all going to be blown
up. That is such a bummer. I think that's really sad.
That's the activity there, which is...
It's almost done. I mean, the outside, the shell of it is almost done.
Oh, I think they're only halfway through.
Well...
It's not good.
That's millions.
I also heard some other stuff about a property across the street and what's going to happen with that, too. Can't talk about that yet.
You mean Echelon?
Yep.
You can't talk about it?
I know something.
You know something?
A little bit.
We're going to have some pillow talk later?
Yeah.
Okay.
After I ate a Heath bar. also,
maybe I just need an earplug in that ear.
That would be good.
And then you also need an earplug.
I do. Why? Oh, maybe I'll bring that up. Oh, see what a nice person I am. I don't bring up what you do.
That's
kind of annoying.
We don't need to go there. I'm just saying.
Okay, very good. Another thing that's going on here, we didn't get to check this out, but our friends, the Chocolate Givers, who were kind enough. That was a mistake to let Melissa open that, by the way.
No, I think they knew exactly who their target audience was.
If I had opened that up, I would have immediately offered you one of those chocolate strawberries. I would have even immediately offered it to the people out there. Instead of you were like, oh, hey, look at this. That's funny. No, you can't have any. Oh, that's funny. That's good. You're not a very good person. Speaking of not good people, there's a Cowboy Christmas thing going on right now.
People are disagreeing with you.
Nobody's disagreeing with
you. The studio audience, right?
You can't even
right?
see them. They're all dark.
See?
Oh, man.
They think
was that Christina
good.
Agreeing? I'll take your thing right off of here. Sure, you bought me a coffee pot, but you got to help Pop.
What about Mima? Not Mima.
Mima? Mimi. That's why I can't take that because she made that. Good play. So there's this thing called Cowboy Christmas here. I've been meaning to go to this thing forever because I just think it would be hysterical to go watch it. And, you know, I got a little cowboy in me, but that was in prison. Oh, come on. That was pretty good. What was the name of that band? There you go. That's right. And so we had some pictures taken by one of two official Vegas Video Network photographers, both of which are here right now. And so I want to show you a couple pictures of the Cowboy Christmas. Are those not the greatest boots ever? Look at those. Look at those. The bottom, oh, green stuff. The top.
Would you wear those?
Stuff. You better
wear those.
Are they
like motorcycle boots?
No, those are boots. Those are awesome.
They're
but wait
not
a minute.
Cowboy boots.
That's the man boots. Hey, how about some woman boots? I think we got those as well. Let's take a look at the women boots. Uh-oh. You're four aces, baby.
Oh, those are actually really good.
Those are cute. How much were those? Do you remember? You know? No? $200, $250 or so, which seems about right for boots, right? Basically. Other pictures? Oh, sure. We've got a few. How about those? I've got spurs, the jingle, jangle, jingle.
Seriously, they...
As I rode right on... Stop it or I'll scratch your eyes out. I saw that picture. I'm like, I can't use that. Wait, yes, I can. I got spurs, the jingle, jangle, jingle. Meanwhile, I think she'll have a strawberry with chocolate on
it. You're going to be doing this show all by yourself pretty soon.
I feel like I am already. And look at that. That is one of the nicest saddles. Surprisingly enough, Jacob makes me wear that. when we're doing shows, we do Vegas Sports Day, and I wear the saddle. It's a hard way to make a living, but, you know, what are you going to do? I think we've got more pictures. Melissa's making me sad right now. Hey, look to the left of that picture. Do you have back pain? Do you have hip pain? Well, have a barrel of booze, because that's what we want. As a matter of fact, there's one of our favorite boozes, and that booze is?
Thanks, Ben.
There it is. Sailor Jerry, ladies and gentlemen. You can make your own Sailor Jerry if you go to the Cowboy.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I really did want to go to that, but I can't. Too busy.
When is it?
It's now. It's happening right now. That's where the pictures came from, honey. Right now.
So I thought maybe it was over.
No, it goes to what, Friday?
Yeah.
Is that it? So if you guys want to go to the Cowboy Christmas, you can go until Friday. It's at the convention center. free to get in, I believe. And there's animals, there's critters, there's spurs and saddles, there's hats, there's all kinds of cowboy stuff.
Why do you think there's animals there?
Because Ira told me there was. There's no animals there. Ira didn't tell me that. I made that up. You know what would be a good time for right now? Listener email.
Great.
Okay. Is it possible that Christina is the best daughter ever?
I don't know. Why do I say that? She's really excellent. I think she's really super duper excellent because she was reading my mind.
Right. We got more
But then Wayne, did he bring the beer?
Uh-oh. Good point. I think we should have a mud wrestling contest. Wayne and Christina.
I think that we overall have excellent, excellent
children.
Did you
hear Christina?
What?
What? I'll kick you back.
I just am saying. Christina might be able to.
She's tough.
She's like Mighty Mouse. She's small, but.
She's built. She'll knock you out. Mama said knock you out.
I'm just saying, I think we have excellent kids.
We've got great kids.
Amazing.
And they're kind of cute, too. What's that? What are you bringing money for?
They're betting on.
Oh. we've got $15 on Christina for the mud wrestling. I think that's going to be pay-per-view, kids. Hey, if you want to send an email to us, you do that at onairq@livinginlv.com. The way it works is if a man or a male or a boy, no boys, if a man or male emails us, we don't need that. Hold on. Yes, Jerry? No, I'm kidding. Then I'll read it. If it's a woman, then Melissa will read it. Today's email comes from Thomas Z, and Thomas's subject is moving to LV. I listen to your show on my iPhone on the way to work, and I'm in Vegas till December 12th looking for a house. That means he's here right now. Everybody say hi to Thomas. Hi, Thomas! Hi, Tommy!
Woo!
He's looking for a housing, a job, and et cetera. And the et cetera is the best part. I just wanted to say your show is inspirational.
That's good.
This is good. And if there are any kind of Living in LV meetups while I'm in town, it would be great to meet you all. So let's go ahead and organize one right now for Tom. You know what? That's sweet. And we're not having a meetup. We appreciate the sentiment. We do have them every so often. As a matter of fact, come January, we're going to have another one of our competitive sports events.
Really?
Yes, we are.
What are we going to do?
Well, you know, as those of you who might remember, we did the competitive miniature golf. The winner, of course, was Jacob. We had a sudden...
And he looked very dashing in his jacket.
Yes, that was a very polite golf-like
blue blazer, right?
That's right, very good. There was a sudden death contest. And I forgot who won that.
Hi, Scott.
Oh.
Ouch. Hello, son. Daddy wants to have a chat with you later.
Someone's gonna
get underneath the
penalty box.
So, but come January, we're gonna do our second. That's not second annual, I guess, but second. Not what's it called? Second
biannual.
Something. Our second contest. Sport.
Well, that sounded very fancy. Second contest.
Well, you know, we're all about class here.
What about biannual?
We're probably gonna do three a year, maybe once a quarter, four a year. This contest will be bowling.
Bumper bowling or regular bowling?
No bumpers. Bowling.
Wow, these people must have their own balls.
Do you have your own?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have your own balls, Ira?
Yeah.
Marie, how's your ball?
I think there's some dirty birds here. That's all I have to say.
Yeah. So it's going to be bowling. It'll be January. It'll be an open invitational. And you'll get more information about that as soon as we get a discount on a particular bowling alley based upon one of our son's connections.
Am I in the penalty box or am I not? It all hinges on that, Scott.
When you say
it all hinges on that, Dad?
When you raise your children, at some point they have to stand up for themselves. And you just saw it just there. It's not pretty. It's sad sometimes, but no. Yes, son, I want you to get out there on your own and score us discount bowling alleys. Okay. So Thomas, I'd invite you to come back in January. Just stay the whole month. We don't know when it's going to be.
Well, he can come in and hang out in the studio. Well,
of course he can.
No,
and what's the
email.
Rule? Bring a gift. Don't give it to Melissa. That's the first rule. I think we've established that. Alcohol is good.
I have to say, it was fantastic.
All right, so now we're going to do something we've never done before. This should be fascinating. We're going to take a... Where are you going? Well, that's good. Go. We're going to take a station ID.
We know what we
did. And we're going to come back with our very first ever guest here on the Living in Las Vegas extravaganza here in the Vegas Video Network. We'll be back after, if everything goes well, 2 station IDs. And we're going to be back with the amazing Sally Cannon. We'll see you in a minute. This is Vegas Video Network. We'll be right back.
Oh, hello there. My name is Brandon Gooch Hahn, host of Awkward Silence 2.1. And when I'm not living vicariously through Chris Phillips, I'm on VegasVideoNetwork.com.
Hi, I'm Chris Phillips from Talk Tales, and you're watching the Vegas Video Network. And if you stop by the studio, our producer Scott's going to buy everybody a drink.
And we're back. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Vegas Video Network. I'm Scott Whitney. This is the Living in Las Vegas podcast. I'm joined here with a couple people, none of whom I know. Exciting, really. Actually, one of the nicest people we've known, besides Jacob and his special ways with me, I like that he has spurs. And I like that he makes me wear that. Never mind. That's not right. Is his lovely, lovely, nicely. I mean, can't you picture me wearing that? You know, it's good for your back. I used to have lower back pain, not anymore. Now I've got pain right here. I think this is where he you know, spurs me. Anyways, that's not right. Right now, positively, kids are like, holy crap. Maybe we don't want her on there. Anyways, so Jacob's lovely wife, Sally, is a part of a really actually pretty impressive organization. I've talked about them on a couple Morning Sunshine last year. The organization is called Positively Kids, and they're out there making at-risk kids' lives better, quite frankly. And ladies and gentlemen, a huge hand for our very first guest, Sally Cannon. She said she's a little nervous, and the reason is because Melissa wouldn't give her
I think it's because she doesn't know what to expect. It's been kind of a crazy show.
It has been crazy, and I blame it on you. So we're pretty excited because Sally has been a media star. I mean, huge media star. Uh-huh. You've been on where? The CBS?
Channel 3.
Which is the NBC?
Channel 8.
Which is the CBS?
Fox 5.
Which is the Fox.
Those are the big ones.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. All week?
Yep.
And so let's do a couple things. First of all, let's have you tell us a little bit about what Positively Kids is all about. And then we're going to talk about why you were talking to all these other people. And now you finally hit the pinnacle of broadcasting here at the Vegas Video Network.
Okay. Positively Kids is a nonprofit foundation here in Las Vegas. We help children that are medically fragile and terminally ill. We send nurses, therapists, stop laughing at me, and teachers into the home.
I'm trying to do a warm smile.
Is that your reassuring smile?
My warm smile is like, quit laughing at me. It was this. Here's my warm smile. You know what? That's probably not right. Sorry, Sally. I'll just drink it. No, go ahead. I'm sorry. That was messed up. Sorry. Terrible.
So we send therapists, nurses, and teachers into the homes of medically fragile and terminally ill children.
How many kids in the, this is Las Vegas Valley, I guess, right?
Clark County.
Clark County, okay.
Currently we serve 275 children.
Okay.
Approximately, there's 5,000 children that are medically fragile each year that are born that way, and an additional 5,000 children that become medically fragile, gunshot wounds, car accidents, drug exposure, a whole host of things.
And that's just in Clark County?
Yes.
And so 5,000 for like ages of newborn to 18?
Yes. Well,
that is a lot of kids. Mm-hmm. You think about 5,000. If you put 5,000 kids together in one room, and that's just a year.
That's a year.
That doesn't count the people who were already in mm-hmm. that situation. Mm-hmm. You think you put all those people in a room,
What percentage of these kids are born medically fragile versus become that way?
Well, it's 5,000 are born each year and 5,000 become.
So it's
10,000 a year.
My goodness.
But it's cumulative, right?
Yeah.
You have to think about all the people, all the kids who were already affected each year. Each year, it's 10,000 more,
right.
10,000
mm-hmm.
more, 10,000 more. I mean, that's an incredible number.
Do kids eventually come out of that program because they get better? Or do they age out, or how does that work?
We have different programs. So my program is for strictly children that birth to 3.
Okay.
Those seem like critical years, though, really hardcore developmental, years.
Yeah. They're the years that we get in and hope to do the best. And then we have some programs like the nursing program where we have respite so the parents can go on date night. We have nursing and medical daycares around town, and they are birth to 18. So we do have some older children in that program.
Okay. I know you could go on for hours about this, but basically the kinds of therapies that you provide for these kids are what kind of, for 0 to 3, what kind of therapies are you doing?
Speech, physical, occupational, feeding, vision, behavior.
Wow, a lot.
Yeah.
And how many people do you have out there doing that?
I have about 40 contracted staff.
40.
Yeah, and 10 employees that are full-time.
And how many families does each one of these staff folks have to manage?
It varies anywhere. We have some people that are part-time, so anywhere between 15 up to 25, 30.
And how do you guys get funding?
My program is state-funded. All the other programs are through grants and donations, and all of our services are free.
But you don't get any federal money?
No.
Wow. So just through, I didn't realize that, mm-hmm. And I know you and I have talked about Positively Kids, because
yep.
we know each other and friends, but wow, all state funded, and Nevada has been hit hard, right?
Mm-hmm. Very.
So I bet that's getting, tough, right, to get money for, to have therapists and to have tools, right, to go out and help
and
these kids.
And even the grants that we've got in the past that we've kind of been given to us and we appreciate greatly have drastically been reduced, and some we've not even got at all.
Really? So the reason why you are now the media star in this studio mm-hmm. right now is because you guys have a toy drive going. Is that right?
We sure do.
Let's hear about that.
It is this Thursday at Sam's Club on Rainbow and Spring Mountain from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. So we're looking for toys for children that are babies through 12 years old. Any new toy. So if people want to stop by and see me, that would be wonderful.
So you're going to be there?
I sure am, all day.
Oh, my God.
In the freezing cold.
Oh, it's outside?
Yeah, it's outside. We're in the parking lot of Sam's, at the entrance where the overhang is.
So did you guys have done this last year and previous years?
Last year was our first year.
Oh, it was? Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so this is our second year.
Do you guys have a target, what you're hoping for? Number of toys?
We'd be grateful of anything. Currently, as I said, we serve 275 children.
Right.
Not all of them need toys, but a lot do.
Right. So, now, you had mentioned off air that one of the things that differentiates you from other toy drives is that you or your staff mm-hmm. personally know each kid that's going to be receiving these toys.
Every single toy that you donate, I've either personally met them or obviously all my staff have met them. We see them on a daily, weekly, monthly basis.
So, and didn't you say something about that, a mom might say, my kid needs this, and you're kind of writing that down. Oh, yeah.
We have wish lists.
All right.
So on Saturday, we're doing an event for some of the children where they get to meet Santa, and they've all given our wish list.
That's awesome.
Their letter, yeah. This was from last year, so their letter went to Santa.
That's great.
And we've got a question from the live chat. Wayne?
Yeah, the chat actually has blown up several people immediately once you started talking about your organization. Wanted to know if you use volunteer workers or what the volunteer type of activities or things they can do are.
We do use volunteers. Some volunteers are strictly in the office, admin work, and then we also have a clinic, so we have volunteers in there where we have volunteers reading to the children that are waiting to be seen by the doctor. So if people are interested in volunteering, they could contact us either through the website www.positivelykids.org,
right,
or our telephone main line is 262-0037.
If somebody is watching this but is not in Las Vegas, mm-hmm, how do they help?
They could mail a check. We're always looking for money, so if people want to mail a check, that would be fine. And they could go to the website and get all of that information.
Okay.
What kind of toys, you know, might be appropriate for your program? Because, you know, we know that it's 0 to 18, uh-huh, but your program is 0 to 3. What kind of toys might be appropriate for that demographic?
Mm-hmm. We would be grateful of anything, but balls, trains, soft toys, princesses, babies, they're just some of the things that came up on the wish
blocks
list.
Blocks and books.
Books would be great. We have a lot of children who are visually impaired and hearing impaired, so toys that have bright lights would be very, very good, or have sounds that they could press, the cause and effect toys.
And maybe sensory, uh-huh, that touch, yep, you know, things that you touch.
You can get a, I should have actually brought some of my toys in. Like, it's called a googly ball. It's one of those balls, kind of looks like a big jellyfish and things, has all the tentacles on it.
Yeah.
Oh, sure, yeah.
So those balls are really, really good.
Another chat question, Wayne.
Yeah, speaking of the toys, what are the certain requirements? New, unwrapped, what? That's what the chat wants to know, is what are the requirements, okay, to donate a toy?
The toys that we're looking for, we would like new, just because the children that we're seeing are medically fragile and terminally ill. We don't really want to have toys that are being used and then carry germs. And unwrapped would be great.
Oh, unwrapped.
Yeah.
Well, because you need to try to match up toys, yes, with kids', yes, wish lists,
exactly,
right? Because, you know, you want to try, yeah, to accommodate what the real needs are.
Yeah. Oh, you mean unwrapped, not without the Christmas wrap.
Yeah, like some people will bring them that way, but then on Friday we're having an all-day wrapping fest.
Okay.
And we're going through every single child's wish list and trying to match, as Melissa said, the toys with the child.
Do you need any volunteers for the actual toy drive itself?
If people want to stop by, that's fine. We do actually have my staff. We've kind of put it into shifts, so
right,
I do have people all day. But if people want to stop by, that's fine.
What about the wrapping?
I was going to say, if people wants to volunteer with the wrapping, please stop by. My fingers are going to be killing me.
I know someone really good at wrapping. Her name's Marie.
Oh, really? There you go.
You know what? At this point, I would even take Ara. Ara's pretty good. I heard
did
that.
Did you? Really?
You did,
oh,
wrap
that's
it.
Very good.
Ara.
Remind everybody the
you
website.
You guys should come together.
Remind the website and again the location for the toy
and the
drive.
Times.
Okay.
And the times.
The website is www.positivelykids.org. The time is 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. this Thursday at Sam's Club on Spring Mountain and Rainbow. I will be there all day signing autographs.
That's right, because
come
you're a media star.
Come and say hello to the one and only Sally
Ladies
Cannon.
And gentlemen, big hand for Sally Cannon.
Awesome, thank you.
Doing good work. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to talk about what I think might be one of the best shows in Las Vegas. Vegas Video Network, this is Living in Las Vegas. We'll see you in a second.
Traditional awesome. Media believes that after about 3 minutes, you'll tune out. Most Vegas media companies think if it doesn't jiggle, you won't tune in. At the Vegas Video Network, we think both are wrong. The Vegas Video Network is the first and only live online broadcast network that specializes in insider news and expert views about Vegas. We combine great storytelling with the ability to watch when and where you want, on your computer, mobile device, or television. Discover the real Las Vegas. Visit VegasVideoNetwork.com.
Hello. Sometimes you have to beg for strawberries in the show. Again, thanks very much to Sally. Great stuff. I think the Vegas Video Network might donate a little money to those kids over there.
Well, we always do a kid thing.
We do. We should do that Christmas tree thing where, you know, we go.
We go crazy. We go to Walmart. We get, sometimes we have.
You know what? It really is fun.
We have the best time. We go to Walmart and we just go crazy.
Because Walmart is a great place to do this.
We get board games and Barbies and, you know, we usually skateboards.
I get a lot of Barbies for myself.
We.
Which I'm still trying to come to grips with.
We try to get all kinds of stuff. Basketballs, like for all age groups.
No, it looks like you're turning away from me in that shop.
And we go,
why don't
we
you
go
come
crazy.
Towards me, baby?
Okay.
Come on, baby. That's it. Mm. You want little Heath?
But I think...
Not really.
I think this year we should donate to the kids, Positively Kids, but Rapfest is happening on...
Would it be better, would you prefer I just write you a check? Or would you like me to buy you a lot of toys?
I would love
to. I'm pretty good at it.
I'm heading out of town tomorrow.
Oh, crap. Okay. A check it is. Anyways, a couple weeks ago, we had Frankie Moreno on Talktales. We've had him on twice. We had him on a couple weeks ago. It was a great episode. I've never seen a guest get that drunk. It was fascinating. We gave away some tickets for his show. We're still working on getting the logistics spot. We've got 5 winners for that. Thanks for those of you who played along. He invited us to go and watch his show. Now, he's one of the few guys here in Las Vegas who is not four-walling his show. And what that means is, four-wall basically means that you pay for the room. It's kind of like renting a room. The casino doesn't really care if you win or lose. You pay them X dollars to get the room, and you pay. I know I talked to a guy who runs one of the bigger production companies here. You should expect to pay $20,000 to $30,000 a week to do PR, to do billboards, taxi tops, all that stuff. You're about $10,000 to $20,000, $10,000 to $30,000 in a week to promote a show here. Because remember, people are here for about 3 or 4 days and they're gone. So you got to pound, pound, pound. So it's very expensive to do your own show. Frankie is one of the first in, as I can't remember the last person who announced
time,
this,
right?
Who didn't four-wall the deal. He, the Stratosphere brought him in. And you can tell that the Stratosphere believes in what's going on. We came from out of town last week. We came back in here. Before we even got into Las Vegas, we saw 2 billboards for Frankie Moreno. You see the billboards elsewhere. You see the taxi tops. And if you walk into the Stratosphere, his image is everywhere.
I mean, they are really behind him and really supporting him.
It's as a matter of fact, the first photo I want to show you is an example of that kind of branding they're doing for Frankie. It's really pretty impressive. You know, this is right by, this is where you go after the show. But these kind of posters, he's got cards, they are everywhere in this. So we decided to go check him out.
His name is Frankie, not Anky.
Oh, it's Frankie. That's right. It's Frankie Moreno. And so we decided to go check him out a couple Saturdays ago. So that first picture is in the lobby where he's at. The first thing we did is they've kind of changed the vibe there. They actually have added a great chef there, Chef Rick. At the top of the world restaurant. You know, it used to be a bad restaurant, as in not good. And he's
come
in.
Yeah, we had been there before. It was not.
We were there.
Great view.
We were there for Heather's 21st birthday, I think it was. And, you know, we're locals. We were there, and we told the person that we were locals. He's like, you're locals and you're here? You don't know any better? Literally, he's like, you should get the hell out of here.
That was not a good way to start off dinner.
Yeah, it wasn't great. But now they've got new chef, a whole new deal. It's supposed to be, well, it made Al Mancini's top 50 restaurant.
I know we're going to have to go back for dinner sometime.
Yeah, so they've also changed the lounge vibe there. So they've got a lounge called the 107 Lounge. The second picture here is a picture, you know, the view from the 107 Lounge. So that's just above the restaurant. And that
it's a spectacular view.
Oh, that's great. The view there is where, you know, they have people jumping off the tower now. They jump right in front of you.
It's a ride. It's a, you know, they're not just jumping.
Yeah. Well, that's right. But it's not as good as ride as
it's
when
a
I
ride.
Wear the saddle.
It's a,
just so you know.
I'm just saying. But we were having cocktails, and while I was hanging out there.
You see a guy jump like, across.
Out of the corner of my eye, wow. I kept seeing this thing, this motion, and it was people on the drop zone or whatever they call it.
Probably should have doubled down. Anyways.
It was interesting.
Had a couple of cocktails up at the 107 Lounge, and then we checked out Frankie's show. So first picture is this room. So first of all, the room there is one of the nicest rooms we've been in. Now, this is mid-show. We weren't supposed to take pictures, I guess.
Oh, we weren't?
Well, I guess not.
It was spectacular, but, room, I thought, compared to some of the rooms we've been in.
Right.
It was really nice.
So you can see, it's, you know, in that photo, you can see it's the quintessential Vegas room. It's got the little cocktail tables around there. It's got some booze. And right in front of us are some booze. For example, Clint Holmes was sitting in front of us. Kelly Clinton Holmes was in front of us. We sat in a table just above that with Frankie's mom and dad, which were just
lovely.
Just, oh, they were so proud.
Super, and super supportive.
Very supportive. They kind of basically, wherever he goes, you know, he used to live in Tennessee and Nashville. They followed him to Nashville.
Because he writes a lot of his own music. He is not just a performer, but he writes music.
Right. And so the staging there, the lighting there, top class. I mean, it was stunning.
The sound is what really got me.
Sound is great. It's really a good show. So, you know, I have a music background, and usually these kind of shows, you're going to have these kind of crooners, the Bublé kind of cats, playing standards. And Frankie did do some standards. He did a great Mac the Knife. He did a really good, I just forgot the song. He did some great stuff, but he has a bunch of his own originals. Maybe half, if not more. And I will tell you, they were outstanding.
The band, the music and his voice, and he's very entertaining, and he's very, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, on stage, he's very interactive.
Oh.
Yep. Like, he's a hot guy. Ladies?
And that's why we can't recommend... The Frankie Moreno show.
He is an incredibly hot guy, but I'm just saying.
What?
His songs and his singing, his voice, and the music. Because he had, how big was that band?
So let's bring up a shot of the stage there.
How big was the band?
I'm going to count them out right now. So he had three strings. That's on the left-hand side as you're looking at it. There he is standing on his piano. He had three horns, trombone, trumpet, and something else. Sax, guitar player, bass player is actually his brother, who's his writing partner. So what is that, 10 or so? But great sound, great music, great banter. This is a very, very talented.
And fun.
Very talented guy. Funny guy, good storytellers, good interaction with the band. He was actually a little nervous, he said, because Clint Holmes was there, and there were some other entertainers there.
You couldn't tell he was, huh?
No, I couldn't tell.
I'm just saying, I was blown away. It was great. Probably the best one of these shows I've seen in a long time, right?
Far and away. Let's take a look at some other pictures, Jacob. So this is, he actually has this shot on some billboards. He has it up at the Stratosphere stuff. He's sitting on the piano. I don't know if you can see that or not. Playing the piano while he's sitting on top of
backwards.
It.
Backwards.
Yeah, this is the other thing.
Without looking.
He is really a great musician. He is an outstanding piano player. Guitar, good guitar player. Just an amazing piano player. He had a couple breaks, a couple solo things that were just stunning. You know, it's really exciting to see a guy who's very talented. And he was doing a lot of the small lounges here. I think he was at Rio, and I think he did something at, I think, Mandalay Bay. I'm not exactly sure.
M,
that's right. At the Rivella Lounge, right? That's right.
Had you guys seen him before?
So he was, you know, he's hustling, and he's supposed, you know, I think he's talking to Sony Records, and he was out there just humping and making it happen and doing hard work. And he gets this gig at the Stratosphere, and he went from small lounge to a beautiful stage. Very good lighting, amazing acoustics.
Great band.
A stunning band, funny. This is what a great Vegas show looks like.
And he was selling merchandise.
And that's fascinating.
I thought that, because a lot of times you'll see merchandise being sold at Lion King,
right,
and at Celine.
Right.
But you don't always see it. And there was a line of people buying CDs and shirts and things like that.
Right.
Which is unusual.
Right.
And he was out there afterwards, like, taking pictures with fans and signing the CDs. You know, he's... you know, you can get up close and, you know, with him. He's not, you know, like standoffish at all.
What was fascinating about that was, so we went out there afterwards, you know, after the show. Again, let me just say, you have to go see this show. I forget, you know, I think the cost is $29. For locals, it's half price.
It was awesome.
Go see it. Just go see it. Go see his show. It is one of the best things that I've seen. I mean, it's not a Cirque du Soleil. It is what one hopes to see if one believes in the Vegas-y vibe, without being cheesy. It's not cheesy. It's very,
no,
he's
it's
very
definitely
talented.
Not cheesy.
Had some nice video breaks. This cat has completely figured it out. But here's what's fascinating. First of all, when everybody was coming out, you know, when you typically come out of these things, everybody just kind of bails out and goes to the casino, goes to the bar. There was a huge line for merch. A huge line.
Merchandise.
For merchandise. We bought his CD.
Yep.
We bought it.
I have it in my car.
Yeah. I mean, his original songs, he's got three or four that were just, I'm like, God, that's a great song. Good Lord, that should be a hit. That's a hit. It was stunning how good these songs were. So, huge line for that. And then he's very smart. You know, a lot of entertainers do this. He got out there. Remember that first picture I showed you with the big Frankie Moreno poster? He's out there, you know, signing CDs right there. He's standing right in front of there taking pictures. Very, very smart. And then we had a kind of a cool opportunity. We took some media folks after the show to his dressing room, which was really pretty slick. We got a couple pictures of that, Jacob. So there he is, jaundice, poor fella. I think they might have been pouring us a drink. You didn't really care for the Crown Royal, did you? Straight.
That was tough.
A little rough.
That was
rough.
Tough.
A little rough.
I'm more of a, you can make me a cocktail, but I'm not really good at shots.
Chat question.
The picture of Frankie drinking and talking about Crown Royal. The chat room wanted to know, what was the answer to the trivia question?
Four.
Yeah, they did have a few shots during the show, and his band participated.
Yeah, they had. So they brought up a bunch of shots for the whole band twice, and then he had a couple shots. And then they have a nice little piece where he gets a bunch of glasses. He and his brother come out with a half a bottle of Crown Royal and then go out and pour shots for a bunch of people in the audience. I was a little sad that we didn't get one of those shots. I figured, hey, I'm right next to the parents. Come on, help a brother out. Nothing. But back to the pictures of his dressing room. Pretty
His
cool.
His dressing room was cool, right?
Very cool. They did this for
very
him.
Very hip.
You know, a little bar, very
dark. I think
dark.
He decorated it.
Yeah, he did. Oh, you're right. And then here's another picture in the dressing room, kind of give you a bigger shot, I'm hoping, maybe. No. There should be. No. There is. Is there a picture of us? Yeah. I thought there was one more. No? Okay, and there's a picture of us. There's me. And Melissa, not blinking. But so, let me just say.
Really cool vibe back there, though. And he's got it figured out.
And he's a nice guy. And he was, and afterwards.
And a nice family.
Yeah, and afterwards, we all went back up to the Lounge 107. You know, a lot of people who were in the audience. And he went up there with some of his band folks. We had a couple cocktails and just hung out.
Lovely
it's,
people.
It's a pretty cool deal. So, if I could just be clear, I may not have been clear before. Go see his concert. So, it's Wednesdays at 11. I think that might be changing. And then Fridays and Saturdays at 8. Go early, happy hour at the Lounge 107. I think it goes to 7. Just go.
They had live music when we were there at 107.
Well, that's right. They did have live music, a little jazz trio with a singer. Could have been a little better.
It was nice to have live music.
It was nice, but there was a couple clinkers here and there musically. But it was a nice vibe. The singer was nice, kind of cute. Very cute dress. Oh my God, what's wrong with me? And that's
you did
it.
Like her dress.
I did like it because I think it would fit me. It would go good with my saddle. Hey, so I think with that, we're done. Go see Frankie Moreno. Go on Thursday to Positively Kids Toy Drive.
Absolutely.
Sally has promised to sign autographs.
Absolutely, positively.
Absolutely, and positively. And that's it for the show. Hey, everybody, don't forget to send an email to onairq@livinginlv.com. We'll get your emails answered. If you want to be adopted like Wayne back there, you can do that by sending an email to friends@livinginlv.com. Again, you can do the live chat and, of course, Twitter and, of course, toll-free number, which is 866-966-4599. Melissa, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for allowing me to have a strawberry dipped in chocolate. That's very nice. And I think that's it, everybody. We'll see you guys next week. Take care. Ticket.